Good evening. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the time, date, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers. Publish same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, file notice with the Borough Clerk, and post a notice in the Borough Office and on the Borough website. We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham? Mr. Julia?
Here.
Vice Chairman Desai?
Here.
Mayor Kelly? Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. McGinley?
Here.
Mr. Knott? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Bills?
Here.
Ms. Ray?
Here.
Ms. Gorman?
Here.
First on the agenda this evening will be the approval of the minutes of 2/25/2020. Is there anybody that have a comment or a motion?
I think a person that accepted it.
And a second?
I see. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julia?
Yes.
Mr. Desai?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
The next item of business would be the memorialization of the resolution PDZB 2020-1, which is Michael Burke, 26 Woodway, Woodview Way. Do we have a motion or approval?
Yeah, I think the person who approved this has written it memorialized.
I'll second. Mr. Cashmore?
That's it. Yeah, that one we got.
Mr. Julia?
Yes.
Mr. Desai?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
How is the time for?
Okay, first on the agenda for this evening will be Donald and Patricia Pignataro. It says it's a new application, but I believe they didn't before us before. Is this? Can you step up?
It is an application. So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman, Chairman, I need the jurisdictional packet. Here's the order so the board can take jurisdiction. I've marked the packet as A1. I've marked the property survey with topography prepared by Nigerian, dated 6/1/19 as A2. A3 is a plot plan prepared by Nigerian, dated 8/20/19, revised to 2/19/20. A4 is the foundation location prepared by Nigerian, dated 1/24/20. A5, architectural plans prepared by Matthew Cronin, dated 8/4/19, revised to 2/18/20. And A6 is a picture of, I mean, packets, excuse me, of nine photos that I think you all have in your packet.
Okay, I guess you're not being represented by council?
You're not.
Okay. I believe you've been before us before. You got approval for rebuilding that house at that site. I guess something went wrong, and that's why you're here.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. First, thank you for having us on the agenda tonight for this. Yes, after we received that, we then proceeded with all of the required permits, got them for the new house, and began construction. When we submitted the foundation location survey to the zoning officer and floodplain manager, it was discovered that what has been built is not in the approved location on the lot. An error had been made by the engineering firm in staking out the foundation location. As a result, the rear and side setbacks have changed from what was approved. After considering the costs and the time involved with taking it down and starting over from scratch, we're seeking variances for a new location which is consistent with the foundation and the setbacks that have already been built. With us tonight is John Freeman and Jen White, representing Nigerian, the engineering firm, and Matt Cronin, our architect. We're here to answer any questions.
Okay, so I know you just gave that, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you just gave me will continue to give to be the truth, hold truth, and nothing but the truth.
Aye.
I didn't want to interrupt that. It seemed like this was more of an introduction, so. Can you state your, both of your names for the record?
Donald Pignataro.
Patricia Pignataro.
Okay, and should we have Jennifer White maybe explain what the differences are? If it's your application says, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Just for housekeeping, the application indicates that there's use variance on this. I don't think there is.
No.
But it's checked, so.
Oh, it is. Okay, so what do we got?
John, please.
Okay, John, solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, hold truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And can you just put your credentials on the record?
Licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey.
How long have you been practicing?
17 years.
Okay, and you testified before boards before?
Yes.
There's no objection that anybody on the board will accept his credentials?
Okay.
As discussed by the applicant, there was an error staking out the building. That's why we're here. So we're requesting relief for the rear yard setback, side setback, and the combined yard setback. In the rear, we're asking for a proposed 11 and a half feet.
So, John, maybe, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to, let's start with what had been approved, and maybe that'll just give everybody a feel of the differences. So,
sure.
I think that, obviously, it's an undersized lot. Lot width, 75 is required there, they have 25. Previously, the combined side yard setback variance was granted there. 25 feet is required, at the time, 1827 was existing, but 21.1 was proposed. And just lot coverage was, again, 50% max is permitted, 80.5 was existing, and 77% it was proposed. So there was no rear yard setback, so that's a new variance, right? That,
yes.
Okay. And so the rear yard that you're looking for, 20 feet is required, and?
11.6 is proposed to the stairs.
What did we previously approve that?
It didn't need any variance.
It didn't need any.
Yeah, 20 feet.
Is the house itself the same house that was approved previously?
Yes.
This is in the wrong place.
Yes.
Or no, is it the deck that you added to it?
No, like, nothing has been added. Nothing's been added.
So it's exactly the same house.
Yeah,
that was
exactly
all same house. Just a, the honor of screwed up.
Right.
There might have been some oversight. That was 20 feet to the deck from the bulkhead in the previous application, where it was 16 feet to the stairs. So it's about 4 feet difference shifted towards the bulkhead.
Just repeat that. So the variance, there was no variance previously. It was 20 feet to the deck and 16 to the stairs?
Yeah, 16 feet to the stairs.
We applied for the variance based on the denial letter. The denial says here's what you're applying for, and
okay,
here's what you're requesting to approve.
So the setback requirement in that zone is 15 feet, isn't it?
20.
20. And you're at, going to be now at 11.6?
To the stairs.
But what to the deck?
15.6 to the deck.
Okay, so before it was 20 feet to the deck and 16 to the stairs.
Correct.
And now it is 11.6 feet to the stairs?
Yes.
And what to the deck?
15.6, so it's a difference of 14.4 feet.
14.6. Difference of?
4.4 feet towards the bulkhead.
Okay. Okay, sorry, so that's the rear. The previous setback that was granted was the combined side yard, where 21.1 was proposed, and on the side yard, and 25 feet is required. And now it's just, what, 20? What's your new request?
It's the same setbacks to the side.
It's, because we have, let me just make sure. Thought it was 21.1, now it's 21.6.
I have, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, but I have Mary's report, Mary Ken Goldstein's report in front of me, and the numbers are a little different.
Yeah.
I don't have that, but I have, and from Mary's report, she's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
20-foot required, approval 20 feet for the rear yard, 15.5, not 15.6, it's not a big difference. Then both yards, 25 feet required, 21.1 previously approved, and 21.6, it's a little better, but still under the 25, so that's for the both side yards. And then we haven't gotten to the one side yet. Am I wrong?
I'm just looking at the 13.4 setback on the rear north side, and then on the rear south side, 8.8.
Okay.
So
it's very close.
It's very close.
I have 8.8 too.
The side yard is 10 feet is required, right?
And 8.8 is proposed.
And you have 8.8. And previously, that south side setback was 10 feet. So previously, our variance was combined.
Just the combined.
Just the combined.
Whereas now we need a plus side.
So, and the rear.
Okay. So again, it's a little weird because we have a requirement is 10 feet for a side yard. However, you need a combined side yard of 25 feet. It does make sense. But so they did not need a regular side yard setback the last time. Each side was 10 feet that they met each particular side yard, but they didn't have 25 feet. They had 21.1. Now they have 21.6 combined, but they need one side yard setback of 8.8, where 10 is required.
And a combined.
And yes.
So
it's two. It's combined plus combined a side.
And rear. There are three requirements. The side, the combined.
Three different, and then just so we don't miss it, I think I already said both the width and the coverage. There's no difference on that, right? Mm-hmm. You're not changing any of this.
If this is to be approved, we must get the numbers correct, because once Mary reviews it again, if it's not the same, you're going to be back there.
Is there something you can want to put in the amended application, not the new application?
They didn't have an attorney?
Okay.
I was talking about doing an amended application, which it really should be. And I'm kind of treating it as such.
Yeah, that's what
you know, I think it truly is an amended site plan application. If you're amending that, it's not necessarily new, but it was difficult communications.
Okay.
Now, how far is construction progress? I just see pilings in the pictures.
That's it.
There are pilings and the first floor deck.
Deck, right. Is on. And the strapping around the pilings.
Okay.
So that, again, we're looking at A6 that people are looking at. And do you have an extra set of these, for chance? Just in case anybody in the public wanted to look at it, or did they say that?
I do not know.
Okay.
Is anyone here on this application in the public?
Okay, so there you go. I was going to say, if anybody needs it, I'll give them this one. But okay.
There's three of us over here. I'm not sure we could.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Share
a copy.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any more testimony at this point from you? Is there any more questions of the applicant? Testimony from the board? And we'll have to open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that would like to have a question of this testimony of this applicant at this point? If not, we'll close the public portion. Do you have the next witness, the next testimony?
Can I just one thing, Mr. Freeman, which side is it that needs that is the 8.8?
It's the south
side. And what's immediately next to that side? Or Mr. Pignatara can answer. What's on that side, next to you?
A fence and the backyard of our neighbor on the south.
Okay.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, I don't hear anything else. Yeah. I mean, this is exactly the same application we previously heard. They just have some new bulk variances that they didn't have before. So unless you really want to put something else on, I'll make a motion to approve the application.
I have no objection. Does anybody have any objection to this?
Thank you.
So then what we'll do is, since we closed the public portion already, if there's no other comments, then we're going to fast track this and we're going to make
I made a motion.
A motion to approve this application.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle?
Yes.
Councilman Lanskey?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
And Ms. Foreman?
Yes.
Good luck. Don't make any more mistakes.
That's awesome.
That's the third time. So, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you want any of these? Do you want any of these?
I'll pick any two.
That is just what I'm sure of value, maybe not the others.
Yes. Yeah, Chairman, the next topic is a use variance for any stuff there. Okay. So the record that, Councilman Lanskey will be stepping down. All right, next on the agenda for this evening is, LHP Holdings LLC, 13-15 East Bridge Street.
Good evening. My name is Mark Colander, the attorney for, the applicant, LHP Holdings.
Can you give me 1 second?
Sure.
I'm not yet there. Let me just look. Can you get a notice? I do not see you on the list.
Now you know you're more than 200 feet.
And
you
follow Mark out. Thank you.
James, the date of your letter is 3/16/20, right?
March 6th, yes.
Yep.
It's one that survived, right? Survived.
Yes.
There was some bold negative on the last one.
Thank you. Okay, sorry, everyone. So, okay, before we start, it's LHP Holdings. Okay, I have a county jurisdictional packet. I've marked same as day one. I've marked A2, prior resolution for this particular property. A3, the architectural plans prepared by Robert Kraus, dated 2/14/20, and B1, the report of the board engineer, David Hoder, dated 3/6/20, revised. Okay, now we can start over because I...
Take it from the top. My name is Mark Follander. I'm the attorney for the applicant, LHP Holdings, LLC. This is an application to renovate and expand the structure currently existing at 13-15 East Church Street, which is Block 22, Lot 4.01 and 4.02. The property has frontage of 63.01 feet, a depth of 49.08 feet, and a total area of 3,209 feet. It's in the zoning district of B1. We propose to renovate the premises and turn it into single-family use. The structure was previously the subject of an approval before this board, where the proposal was to build a 3.5-story home on the property about 40 feet tall. We are doing nothing of the sort. We are not changing the footprint of the first floor, and we're leaving it as is. We're merely expanding the second floor. The total height is far less than 40 feet that was previously.
The total height of our proposal is listed at 28 feet and 22 steps.
And so we are asking for variance relief, for a D variance to permit residential use in commercial zone, as well as the front yard, side yard, and the rear yard setbacks, which are, for the most part, pre-existing because of the location of the structure.
You need the depth.
Yes.
Yes.
Front
yard.
Right.
With us tonight is Robert Kraus, our architect, and I will have Bob walk you through the proposal. And we also have, if you have questions of the property owner, Richard Perrin is here tonight also to answer questions as well. Mr. Kraus, you want to sit on first?
So I'm just going to test when you said that you're going to be the truthful truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And can you just state your name for the record?
Ryan Kraus, architect. And been an architect since 1984.
You testified before?
I was on my own planning board and I testified before planning board.
And you testified in front of this
board? And I testified with you folks.
There's no objection from the... the members, or except for the presenters, to proceed.
Okay, so again, as Mark had mentioned, the previous application was a much larger development, and now the present owner lives next door. So he sought to have something that was not as impactful for his view and so forth. So, bought the property to reduce. The view from that direction. So the existing, we all know it more as the lifeguard shelter shack, it is, but that's the problem that we're here. So the existing building is the footprint that we're looking to maintain and go up from there. The house has a first floor, second floor really is an attic, a stair, and a deck, and that's it. So it's not applicable for the second floor, so we should go up and make that happen. The elevation, current elevation of the first floor actually is above the floodplain, and that's from the view. You may be raising that.
Can you just speak up a hair?
Oh, okay.
This room is so tough.
Echoes more than...
It does, so if you don't speak up, any, you know, low tones, kind of gets lost.
Okay. So we are looking to probably lift the first floor, as indicated in the plans, just to get it away from the sand, essentially. It's a construction matter, more than a floodplain matter. And then go up from there. So,
is this the habitable first floor you're talking about?
That's the habitable first floor, yeah. The property, the land kind of goes up, right, such that that is actually, it's 12.3, and it's needed 9 and then 3 above that. So we were okay with the current one. So again, what we are seeking is a lot depth. Well, first, I guess, is the use. I don't know if you want to cover that, and then here we left, so this. The use is, it's a business use, the one that is a residential use. And
so the main one zone residential use is only permitted on the second floors above commercial. And so they're looking to remove all commercial use and make it completely a single-story residential. I mean, single-family residential.
And from appearing before the board before, I understand that you've been working on trying to get that street as a residential use. And you got approved before the previous application to this property got the approval for the residential use. So that's what we're looking for, is to have allowed residential use in the entire building.
Can you, I mean,
sure,
applications item, but how about the neighborhood? Are there other residential uses in
yes.
the neighborhood?
Okay, so facing Ocean Avenue behind the parking lots is Woody's and some stores. After that, everything that really faces Church Street, East Church Street, is residential. I think there's something owned by some companies, but it looks like a house. But everything else is residential. So it's extremely inappropriate for that street, and we see it's actually an enhancement and a continuation of what appears on this street. So I think there's enough positive criteria for it being residential, and probably a negative for what it's zoned as. So that's the first part for the use.
Are you going to explain the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
With the site plan or the plans? Or
the plans for the house. It looks like you've removed the garage.
No. No, there isn't a garage.
Instead of the garage doors.
Oh, the garage doors.
I think it's overhead just for loading.
That's overloading, and the lifeguards used to have like a ramp there to get their canoes, kayaks, and other materials like that.
So you're not providing any off-street parking then?
No, the property is actually two lots. So back on the
site. But it's merged, correct? Yeah. Those two lots are merged.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to utilize the lot next door?
So the lot next door, I've indicated on the site plan that there's two parking spaces on the ground.
So why don't you just tell us what page your plan is, or please?
Yeah.
Let's
go back to this one. So that's D1.
We need a record.
Well, there it just says gravel. It doesn't say full parking or anything.
Two parking spaces on the ground. Maybe I shouldn't make it bigger. It's not. It is small. And you are asking for, there's curb cuts there, and one of the existing curb cuts is 4 or 5 feet off. So also shown on there is a curb cut, so it'll be straight into the parking spaces.
So the curb cut is off of
East Church Street.
Okay, and is there a driveway? How are you planning on parking and going in?
It's just straight gravel parking.
There's, it's paved sidewalk up to there, and then maybe gravel past that point, which currently is gravel.
Now, is that currently a separate lot, or are they joined?
They merged.
They merged, yeah. That's why, so the lot width is 63 or 60 feet wide. 60 feet.
So you have no intentions of building another building on that lot? That's strictly going to use the parking?
No. That front half is parking, and the back half, which remaining would be like yard.
Okay. And how many vehicles can you park?
You park two. So it's only a single family. Huh? Previously approved is 49.08, existing is 49.08, we're proposing 49.08. Not a lot to do with anything on that street. On both sides of those streets, typically the lots are 41, 48, in that range. So, you can't add to that. Two lots were merged, so we got a bigger lot area, lot coverage, and so forth. So that's what is existing now. And it was previously approved and existing. So that's one point.
What was previously approved, did you say?
The project that was going to be two duplex.
Yeah.
Their other setbacks were approved and then read in the resolution, but I don't think it was. Well, finalized, because I had a few curb things and stuff like that.
I think he was talking about the lot depth, where 60 feet is required and 49.08 is provided.
Right.
The interesting thing about this lot is that East Church Street is owned by the borough, and the property behind is also owned by the borough where the parking lot is. So he has no ability to make the depth longer.
Yeah.
Right. Now, in the previously approved application, I believe the rear yard setback was at 5 feet.
Right. So the existing building that's there now is 2 feet, 1 corner, and 3.26 in the other corner for that, what you call the rear yard, essentially facing this parking lot.
And and your existing front yard is 11.8 feet?
Right, where I think they had two in the front.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, we have more front and rear setbacks. It's just the existing houses, 2 feet in the back. And I myself kind of look at that as an advantage. We have a bit more front yard than the previous one. And well, you know what it is now, and that's what it is, 2 feet back there. So that's the setbacks, front and rear. We're looking for larger size in this zone.
You may want to just comment that the front setback on East Church is 11.8, but the proposed deck will be within that 11.8.
Right. Yeah, the deck will be 3.6 and 3.17 in each corner. And just the first floor deck and stairs. The stairs are within that.
The deck doesn't have
to
reset?
I don't think so.
Deck has no
room. Unless it's high. It has to be less than 18 inches off the ground.
Right, and if it's a first floor deck, it seems like it is. It
has to be less than 18?
Yeah, 18 inches.
18 inches.
18 inches off the ground?
That's what I remember.
It's not just whether it's covered or not, or whether it's...
No.
I think this deck is going to be over 18 inches.
It's going to be over 18.
Because I think they're up like 3 feet. For the new finished floor,
right.
From the ground surface. So yes, it would be part of the
that's 9 feet.
Structure. Yeah.
Yeah, so then that's...
So then let's go to front yard B. 3.6 and 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3.6 and 3.... Let's say 1.7.
1.7. 1.7. In case they have a boat that's sticking out.
I see it, okay. On the east side is 3.6, on the west side is 3.17.
Yeah, typical lot of houses, and they're never set exactly square. So that's essentially, is there anything else we're looking for? So here you are. See, lock that, and in front of it. And again, this front yard, if you look at the next lot down, lot 4.03, that has decks and projections and stairs that are more or less in line with that, maybe a little further over. And down that whole street, some of them are right to the sidewalk, which would be nice.
Because it's a B1 zone.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's what's allowed. It's what's allowed.
There. Right, for a commercial use as opposed to a residential use.
Yeah.
And it's always the argument, do you apply the residential standards to... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the commercials are...
Right.
Any
other questions? It's a fair application.
You're not showing any second floor decks now.
There's a second floor deck, but it's over the footprint of the first floor. So it's not projected.
First floor deck or the first floor?
No, over the first floor.
The second deck.
The second deck. Second level deck is on top of a portion of the first floor. You probably see that.
So it's recessed into the building, not to
yes.
Extend at the footprint?
Yes.
You've had a chance to review Mr. Hoder's letter?
I'm not sure. Sorry.
I can make it pretty quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I talked about the variances that you just went through and then the use variance which you also went through. The only comments I have are that mechanicals have to be above 3 feet above the flood level. If you break any of the sidewalks up, curb. There should be no place in the plan that they have to be repaired, right? Or a street, for that matter. I asked to try to put on the 25-foot seawall easement. There's a center line, 25 feet wide seawall easement. I don't think it's even going to get near your property, but just put it on to make sure.
Put it on.
Yeah,
so that seawall is from the, I went through that on the other property. It's from the...
I think it's from the center line.
Center line of the walkway, is that right?
More well, yeah, because they built the walkway on the center
hopefully
line.
Hopefully on the center of the seawall.
Yes. And that's just outside approvals otherwise. Yeah. You can have my... that should not be... Nothing else, Mr. Chairman?
Right. Is there any other board members that have any question of this testimony?
Yeah, you mentioned in the beginning that the second floor is uninhabitable. Did I get that right?
It's not uninhabitable. From investigating as an architect, I like to look at things and kind of figure out what happened. So I guess that was like just an A-frame building. So it was one story, had a roof on it.
Okay.
And I guess when the lifeguard people wanted to occupy it, they put a stair in that goes high enough that they could look over the old seawall and have that depth. So essentially, and then it's kind of rigged up in this trench room. So that's what's upstairs. And the other half is an attic. It's then lower. So basically, you're going to be going from first floor plates on up. So this ceiling, well, that panel. Yes, the whole full second floor. Same footprint as the first floor. To make the house. One story is, it's, I think it's 1,284 square feet or something like that. Something real small.
Anybody else have any other questions?
No, I was just going to say
that's a deck facing the ocean.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't much of that at one time. People were brought
before that, yes.
I do have a question. Could you explain what the outside will look like?
So Well, you have the elevations there.
Yes, siding, but it's a principal structure.
And I'll cover that one elevation, this is one of the church and essential units. So, it's same owner feeding off of, so it's the same look as the one that's next to the previous church. That's generally, so it's contemporary, and I don't know if you've gotten comments, but I'm really happy, I've gotten a lot of positive comments from the building committee. From Taisha, the architect, who's appeared before me, another architect. Some lady pulling up, they asked me to want to make a siding and put on it, and she wants to improve her house, so it's on the beach. So,
So it would look pretty much like the house next to it.
Yeah, less windows. A little more modest, because size, height, and everything, but materials, basically, yeah. And we're trying to kind of make them two happy people talking to each other.
Thank you.
We'll open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that has a question of this testimony? Can you stand and state your name?
70th Church Street, Janet Mitchell. I don't have a question, just a comment.
Okay, Janet, you sound just real that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thanks.
I like the idea that they're going to match opposite each other, and we're all residents on that block. There is no commercial use, so I think that's a given that they should get that. And they're really nice people, they've been great neighbors, so please include this tonight.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the public that has a comment or a question?
We just, Karen and I, were the owners of Reese's Church across
okay,
the street.
Okay, yeah. You're solemn to swear testimony you're about to give the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
So,
and what's your name?
Richard Karen, and Karen Karen.
Thank you.
But we own the house across the street, Reese's Church, and you know, we're very happy to be in your community, and you know, we take great pride in our house, and that's what we want to do across the street here. Like a house that everybody in the community will like and look at and you know, say it's a nice clean property, people that care about their property and care about Seabright, because that's what we are. We're trying to improve everything and make it better for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there's any other comments from the public, then we'll close the public portion. Do you have any further testimony?
Yes. The plans are to start construction right at the end of the season. And they'd like to occupy
that's not the
in some fashion. So as long as we meet building code, and basically the use would be approved, right, to have it as residential. So is it we'll be able to submit to building department to get it up to code? Just that first foot is what we're talking about.
That's a legal question.
Yes, a good question.
It is a good question because, I mean, we haven't technically bifurcated, but we're, if the board grants the D variance for the residential use, that obviously goes with the land. But the board is couching that variance on the other things that you're doing. The reason they're granting it A is because as has been testified, the neighborhood is residential, it's, you know, predominantly residential on a dead-end street, you know, et cetera. I can't answer that for you, because if it's possible for them, I'm just looking at the other variance comply, but the letter of account quotes above, I mean.
They're going to be on the, there's a room in the back, they're going to be right there, so they are there.
I mean, what usually happens is we pass the resolution and you aren't allowed to go forward until there's a resolution compliance that our engineer would look at and then he notifies the building department, you know, when everything could be done.
Yeah.
Dave, if you want to chime in?
You can,
yeah, I understand.
If you have an advanced copy of the resolution, you can submit the plan to me.
Yeah.
And as soon as it's signed, I can submit it. If everything's fine, I can submit a letter back in saying that you saw the resolution compliance and that you can go to the building permit stage.
Right. Okay.
So, just work with him.
Yeah.
But they have to...
No, I understand the resolution process.
Yeah, they have to do the resolution, which will happen, what, maybe in 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I think the question really is, they're not certain it'd be...
Before he does the improvements, he wants to...
Complete the improvements, so they'd like to get some use of the helm for this summer. So can we get a condition of approval that for this one summer, provided it meets code, they can use the first floor, but only this one summer, and then they have to build what they can.
I mean, it's almost like a bifurcated, so I think the board, what they're asking you to consider, board, is that they have architectural plans for what you're looking at, and certain variances are being given. Obviously, there's bulk variances that are requested, as well as the use variance. If the board is inclined to grant the use variance to permit the residential use in this B1 zone, their request is that they be able to occupy that first floor, provided it meets all, they meet all the building codes. Were the board to even to consider that, I would absolutely say there would be a time limit put on it, so that, as we have been burned in the past, people say they're then going to improve the whole thing and don't do it once they get to move in. I would say that if you were to consider it, you would make it a condition that obviously they meet all code requirements, and that it would be no later than whatever Labor Day, at which time they can start, you know, the other improvements that they're going to do. Because it, again, you know, that's what you want, is what you're looking at is at a whole. And I'm going to open it back up to the public, because this is new information that they didn't get a chance to talk about. So, again, when the board looks at it, they're looking at, hey, this is an improvement to the neighborhood. You know, we all know what it's been looking like, and that it's been there, and that, you know, so it's a combined application, so it's not a bifurcated application. And, you know, some of the considerations the board gives to the residential use, that's going to improve the aesthetics that are there now, et cetera. And if that's not happening, you know, not that I'm probably a bad term to say holding someone's feet to the fire, but they want to make sure that the promises that are made are in fact carried out. So I guess we put to the board whether they, you know, want to consider some type of conditional use for them to occupy it as living space for the summer.
As only residential.
Only residential. And only the first floor, provided it meets all code requirements, and that, you know, there's a deadline of September 1. I mean, yeah, that's
whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a little lost. Do you mean occupy the existing building?
Yes.
But just the first floor, but just for the summer, and then they're going to proceed in the fall with the renovations.
What's the layout of the first floor now? Is it?
It's on page 8.
It's kind of wide open. There is a room in the back, a bathroom in the back, without a shower, so throwing a shower there. We're trying to do it so Richard and Karen have a lot of grown-up kids, and they tend to take over this house. So it's the intent is family, a little sort of overload for the uses. So. Right now the intent is to have that sort of as secondary to the house. Use it for themselves.
I have to go back and look at the proposed layout of the first floor. What's it going to look like under your plans? What are the improvements that you're putting in the first floor?
The first floor?
Should be better.
I don't think I have that original kind that's submitted to them.
There's one bedroom, a family room.
And a kitchen.
Yeah, and it's kind of wild that the kitchen is going.
So you're saying what you'd do is you'd put in the proposed shower?
We'll put a shower?
But you'd probably put it in at a lower elevation, so...
There's a certain amount he wants to use for the summer, so...
This is really about building department stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
He's also going to ask, can we, through the application, give him permission to use it in the summer?
Yeah, it's a use variance.
Right, and they need to get building codes, that's all.
It's the use,
yeah,
and I think it does shift to the...
Yeah, they get a certificate of occupancy, which...
What's that?
Right, they would have to get the CO, obviously, but...
Right.
But it's still, they can't get a CO without your use variance, so... You could say that, but I would certainly want you to put conditions on it that I think they agreed to, which would be a time frame, you know, and at, they're at risk, because if they're putting in improvements that they're going to have to rip out, you know, that's their risk. And then, you know, it would be no further than September 1 would be my suggestion. So that
September 30th, or unless September 1 wants to be right.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, it's the best month that
we've been.
There's kind of two reasons. You know, you don't want construction going on during the summer months. Anyone really in the land, for everybody. And, but they'd like to be able to use it for something. And again,
the use is going to be consistent with what we're approving anyway,
yeah.
So it's not a different use. Yeah. I don't see any problem with it.
It's that satisfied the board.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think the way you can word it, Kerry, is you have no objection. The board has no objection to the use of the property and the first floor of the property as residential. I mean, there's no kitchen equipment still in there, is there?
No.
There's
those kind of things that aren't going to be used.
Well, unless you
know. And there's water there. Yeah. There's the heat pads.
We'll open it to the public then. Is there anybody that has any comments or objection to what we're suggesting, what they've asked for?
This is a promise. John Hatchell, 70th Church Street. If you do approve this, which is great, that's what they need, can you also approve the parking in the lot next to it? Because
that's part of the approval, yes.
Thank you.
The part of the approval is on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Can they get a certificate of occupancy without a kitchen?
No, they're going to put in
doors. Right. You know, it's sort of Home Depot, sink base, and refrigerator.
Yeah, they're going to have to put in, that's what I said, they'll have to meet code. Code's going to require the bathroom, the full bathroom. It's going to require a bedroom space that they're going to have to frame out, as well as a kitchen area, which could be open. But, so they would have to meet all the codes that the conditional use would terminate 9:30. You know,
that
which time they have to undertake the other repairs.
All right, I'll close the public portion then if there's no other comments.
Well, I got one thing that I'm looking at it on Google Earth from the parking lot. What's your intent of using the rear yard? Are you going to access the driveway through from that parking lot?
If you
where the dumpster is?
Yes, you probably noticed on the site plan that there's existing little deck and steps straddling the property.
Right, but eventually continue, but it goes away.
If you want.
So your driveway.
If we can keep
it. Okay, so it sounds like your driveway will be a pass through from street
right.
to parking lot.
Yes.
But there'll be no parking on the parking lot side, right? Because you don't have
no,
any, you don't
no.
have
and so you mentioned it goes straight through, not necessarily. Because they'd like to have a portion of that as their as a yard.
Okay.
So it would be coming in Church Street to the depth of two parking spaces, essentially.
So access will only be for Church
Street. Access from Church Street.
Church Street. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What the plan indicates just two parking spaces on the Church Street side. It just said gravel lot in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the gravel continues out to the parking.
And right. You know, and nothing saying you can't go
to the town.
You have a strange situation with the pavement up to that. It's sort of another move.
And then the existing ramp that's there has to be removed, right?
Yeah, that's got to be nice.
That's on the plan?
Yes.
That's a wood ramp. Yeah.
Right, that's too new.
All right. Do you have any other testimony to your application that you want to close at this point?
Present our case.
Do we have any comments or a motion from the board?
I'll make a motion. It's a good work. Carrie, did you read through the restrictions and everything?
Yes. Yep. The applicant has agreed to comply with the terms of Mr. Hoder's letter, including the mechanicals above 3 feet, replace any damaged sidewalk, curb, aprons, etc. Depict the seawall easement. Just noting that the second story addition extends those nonconformities that the existing nonconformities are being extended. I just didn't point that out to you, I'll just make that for the record. That the board would indicate no objection to a conditional use of the first floor for residential purposes, improvements, provided that they meet all code requirements for habitability, and that the use would terminate by November 30th, that they would utilize the parking.
November.
They would utilize the parking as depicted on the plan, and I think they, as the board has indicated, somebody, but I can't remember who specifically, that, and as Ms. Mitchell pointed out, that this particular section is dead-end in section of East Church, is really right now all residential. There's no commercial on that section of the property, which, again, you previously granted a use variance for this particular property for a two-family, and for the same reasoning, that basically that section is almost entirely residential now. Obviously, it backs up to there's some commercial into the parking, but that little dead end is first, so to speak, is residential in nature.
We also have to change the front yard setbacks.
Yes, and the front yard setbacks are really 3.6 and 3 feet to the deck.
3.17.
Well, he's indicating 3 feet in case he has a bolt coming out.
Make it 3 feet.
In case the engineer makes a mistake.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have to go back to the previous. The motion is so accurate.
You want to make a motion then, Steve?
I make a motion, and I know that the kids are going to order out anyway before the kitchen gets there.
It's just going to be sleeping bags.
Lots of sleeping bags and pizza boxes.
That's a great number.
Do we have a second?
When you were reading that, did that say that everything is contingent on getting the certificate?
Yes. The temporary CO, yes, CO for that residential purpose. Yes.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Hello.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Giuliano?
Yes.
Mr. DeSantis?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gloria?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll have the resolution in 2 weeks.
Next, we buy this place.
Is there any other business before the board this evening and we'd like to bring up? We open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that has any comments or? Close the public portion. Make a motion to.
I'll make that. Isn't this it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are.